Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I will admit right up front, 7 after the hour, that this will not be my finest hour. In fact, if I make it through the hour, I'll be doing well, it seems to me. I must have gotten a hold of something. I went to a new salad place on 3rd on Saturday night, and I had what I thought was a good salad. But that's the only thing I can think of. It would have turned
me
inside out.
That would have happened a long time ago, though.
Yeah, maybe it should have. So, whatever it is.
You don't have a flu, but in any case, we'll get through it. We'll get through it today.
Yeah. Yes. So,
and at least you're not feeling as bad as Bill Clinton, Donald Trump. What's his name? Who was Branson's? Richard Branson.
Richard Branson.
Who?
Yeah. So I don't get.
Go ahead.
There's two of these stories that are floating around. Claims about Clinton and Trump that are supposedly disclaimed. Did you talk about this yesterday in KRLA? There's a new round every day.
The story came out after I got off the air. It happened kind of, as we were leaving the air. But there was another round of court records that were dropped from this Ghislaine Maxwell lawsuit, basically. And Ghislaine Maxwell was the groomer, the girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, who was a convicted pedophile and convicted sexual assaulter, who died in prison, whether you believe he died the natural way or the suicidal way or not.
No.
There are a lot of people that have different claims about that.
I think he had a little help from his friends.
What was interesting is that a lot of media sources picked this up, but the mainstream ones really did not. And I'll even credit, at this point, CNN and some of the others didn't even really, go to town on this. Because at first, in this latest round of court records, there was a woman who said that she had sex tapes, recordings, of her friend, not her, but her friend, being intimate with Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Richard Branson, and
at the same time?
No. Don't ruin me for life. You're sick. Please don't do that to yourself. Now, what they didn't put in that story when those went out is that the claims had actually been withdrawn, and also I guess the woman admitted at some point that she invented the idea that she had these tapes. So
this is Jane Doe, 43, right? Who's
And I think I feel like her name might have been Ransom, something like that, her last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's already enough, disgusting stuff on these tapes. I don't know.
Here's the question.
Not on these tapes, but in these documents. I feel like we need to operate in truth. Who really are the baddies here? And I don't even know if we know yet.
Why do we care? Epstein's dead. I guess this is, seriously, why are we talking about this? How does it affect you, me, the people that are listening? It has no impact on us. It's fun, if you don't like Bill Clinton, to see his name in headlines. It's fun, if you don't like Donald Trump, to see his name in the headline. But other than that, it's the same old story over and over again with a few more names, or a lot more names, that are attached to it. So you're surprised that Donald Trump's on this list? You're surprised that Bill Clinton's on this list? You're surprised that Prince Andrew's on this list? Come on. This is foolish. It's wasted.
It matters if there are people who need to be recognized as victims. That's number one. But I think you make a good point, because there's so much sex trafficking that's happening every day. I think you and I even talked about this a little bit last week in this country. I mean, think about our wide open border. That's being ravaged by people who are sex trafficking and drug trafficking into the country. And they're using innocent people, young girls, young women, to do this, on their backs, basically. So I do think you make a good point because we're all tied up in this because it's the rich and the powerful, but I think that's why it's interesting to people because it's this whole piece of life that many of us probably didn't even know knew existed, basically.
But does it affect us?
I don't know. Kind of, and then the other thing you have to ask yourself, was there anything, what was the wrongdoing? Because there's a lot of gray area in this case. Okay, so are we going to be throwing the book at someone who's taking advantage of someone who is knowingly selling their body for money? Number one. And then number two, the people who were kind of forced into it, that's where the crimes are being committed. But it's just, there's a lot of sludgy gray area in all of this. And I think people are just looking for the salacious headlines that involve their favorite celebrities or their least favorite celebrities, as you might say.
And by the way, the same thing could be said for Bill Belichick or Kraft, his boss, I think was on this list of the people who went down to visit with Epstein. But I was thinking about Bill Belichick as the Patriots are trying to figure out what to do with him. They have figured that they don't have another play. They don't have another person. They don't know what to do. And that's kind of the way it is in some big business circles, right? You have a circumstance that exists, and so you want to get rid of somebody, but who do you put there? There's nobody better. And Belichick said yesterday he was open to a leaner role as his future with the Patriots is uncertain. So when do we get to the playoffs? The playoffs have started, right?
Starting now this week, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And are the Patriots in it? See,
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think so, actually.
I don't think they are either. All right. So let's talk about the Alaska Airlines 737, this terrifying mid-air blowout. And some of the passengers are talking about the experience aboard this flight. Took off from Portland on its way down to Burbank, and it's one of these it's a 737 MAX.
The MAX jet, yeah. Needed more bad PR.
Well, they just the Boeing company doesn't get it anymore. This lady said, "We heard a loud bang, a jolt, and a whoosh of air came back at us very quickly. And the next moment, the oxygen mask came down. And if you don't think that's a terrifying, if you just see that happening in front of you, that's enough to send you over the edge."
Have you ever been on a flight with the oxygen mask deployed?
Yeah, once. Yep, going through a tornado. It wasn't any fun.
Did you have to wear it, or did it just come down?
It came down. We were all juggling around so much we couldn't grab them and hold on to them. The plane was twisting and turning. It was really... Talk about an experience. Woo! There's one lady that tells the story of having been on the plane, and now the folks, they have 65 of these 737s. They're also called 737-9. A longer plane, longer. There have been 737-2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Most of Southwest had a bunch of the earlier ones. Well, most everybody had the earlier ones back in the late 60s and early 70s. And then as they had kept making them longer and bigger, they would, you know, those planes would go to Ethiopia and they'd start with the new ones. So the planes have never really had a chance to mature because the model changes every 2-3 years, or
right.
3 or 4 years. This is the 171 people on board, crew of 6. They were safe when they landed back at the airport, but the National Transportation Safety Board.
It was on takeoff because 15 minutes. Yeah. And think about how many people take their seatbelt off and they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, I would think even the flight crew is pretty lucky that it happened at that point. Moment in the flight. Oof.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the school teacher who found the door in the backyard?
I knew that it fell down. I didn't know. In the backyard of the school?
No, it was the backyard of the school teacher's house. His name is Bob. He doesn't want to be known by anything else but Bob, and he's a school teacher. And I guess he looked in his backyard. He went, "What's that?" And it was the panel that fell off.
So what is going on at Boeing? This is one of America's most treasured companies. And actually... does more business dollar-wise. It's the biggest corporation in America. It does because of the cost of the planes. it does more cat, and, you know, the business is so huge in terms of dollar amounts. Those planes, the planes, those nines, cost about, I remember when they were first being built, I think they cost $20 million. Now they're up to about 90. You can't buy a new 787. They're like $200 million. The 777, more expensive even than that. Because they're built to last, and they're supposed to have, you know, the starts that they need in order to get the job done. So obviously something's going on at the plant. Those rivets that hold the panels in on the side of the plane can't be in there properly. They looked at 131 planes yesterday for various airlines. I don't know what they found. Hey, man. Nope. Okay. Speaking of flying, did you see the story about the moon landing mission?
Yeah.
The commercial moon landing mission?
Yeah, I love all the space stuff, but it looks like it's in big trouble, right?
Yeah. It's the Peregrine Lunar Landing built by Astrobotic. So that tells you something right there. Launched with a Vulcan rocket from the United Launch Alliance, which is a project between Lockheed Martin and Boeing, went up at Cape Canaveral in Florida, and then it was that it's got up, but there's a critical fuel leak.
Yeah, there was a leak going on, and I think what was interesting about this is that this lander had had a solar panel on it, and it was supposed to be pointed at the sun so that it could use that for energy as well. And so it's, I guess, they said just before exiting this communication outage, the Astrobotic team said it developed and executed an improvised a maneuver to reorient the solar panels toward the sun to collect sunlight, because without that sunlight, it's dead in the water, basically. So it helped charge the battery, but they just don't know if it's enough for the moon landing to actually occur. Now, what's a bummer is they've got JFK's DNA on this. They have remains from some of the members of Star Trek on the on board this thing as well.
Yeah, lovely.
I guess, yeah.
Shatner?
No, he's alive. Thank you.
He's no remains of his. Mm-mm. The teacher's name, by the way,
Doc,
was Bob Sauer, who's a science teacher at Gabel School. He was the one who found the blown out door plug from the Alaska flight. And he's 61 years old. Yeah, Bob. There he is. I think Bob may be listening to this program up in the Portland area.
Hope so.
Hooray! All right, here we are at 18 after. This is a good day.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, January the 9th, my sister's birthday. Happy birthday to Linda, who is, how old is she today? She's,
don't tell.
Ooh, she's 80. Happy birthday, Linda. Yeah, okay.
March is on. Man,
it certainly does. Yep. All right, speaking of time marching on, what's happened in Valerie Bertinelli's life since she was on One Day at a Time, some of the other shows that she's been on? She was actually on Finding Your Roots with, what's his face, Henry Louis Gates. I think that's a pretty good show, actually. It's a pretty interesting show. Yeah, it is. But it wasn't fun for her, and I'll tell you why it wasn't fun after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Sort of the nicest, most genuine of all of those shows from that era, Jennifer. Jennifer, by the way, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a focus on Valerie Bertinelli, who was on this Finding Your Roots show. She finds out she learned about her grandfather's past. Her grandfather was Nazareno Bertinelli.
He had been married.
I think maybe he's a little Italian, right? He was married in Italy, and then he moved to Scranton, Pennsylvania in 1922. And in this episode, Jen, Valerie's grandfather apparently married he married after he came back in World War I and married his first wife, with whom he had another family. So her grandfather had a secret second family.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. How would you
People
find
used
out?
To be able to get away with this stuff, but now that have all the DNA and all the investigators, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah. So is this fair to her? Is this, like, under the circumstances, spring this on her? Is that fair? I didn't see what her reaction was, her facial expression, but I just wonder whether this is the kind of thing you want to spring on somebody in a circumstance like that.
I just, you know, it's so long ago, and I wonder how much she, what kind of interaction she even had with her grandfather. I mean, it really has nothing to do with her. It was in whatever situation that family was in. I don't know. I think it's really hard to hold yourself accountable for everything that your family did 100 years ago. Or like some of the people who still have guilt if they find out that their family had slaves. I mean, there's nothing that you personally could have done about it.
No, not at all. So you kind of leave it as knowledge. Wasn't she married to Eddie Van Halen for quite a while?
And then she was married to another guy and just got divorced and was like, I'm just kind of staying alone and that's that. And she says she's very happy now that... I think that maybe, I don't know, my feeling is that she never really got over Eddie Van Halen, who's the father of her child, and I think that maybe that was carrying with her in her new marriage.
Yeah, that could be. All right, well, those things happen under the pale blue light of the moon. And so, anyway, it's interesting. These are always interesting stories to tell, for sure. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained. Many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether they're teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle, Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren X.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute. Call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The head of Homeland Security headed to the southern border again this week. He says the Biden administration is planning to call for more Border Patrol agents.
So that migration surges do not force mitigation measures of last resort like bridge closures.
December set a record for illegal immigrant arrests with more than 300,000 in that month alone. Blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plain States, including North Texas, in Kansas, and Oklahoma. There's a larger winter storm still dumping snow on other Midwest states as well. Some places could get a half foot or more of fresh snow. And the Michigan Wolverines are the college football playoff national champions. Michigan defeated Washington 34-13 in the championship game at NRG Stadium in Houston. With the win, the Wolverines earned their first national title since 1997. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Wonderful people out there in the dark. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
I forget who the original star of this was. Petula Clark did it on Broadway. Do you know who it was? Is that, that may be Claudette Colbert, but I'm not sure. About that, it's the
Sunset
it's called,
Boulevard.
Sunset Boulevard. Yep.
Gloria. Norma Desmond was the character.
Oh. The character, and the okay. It was Gloria Swanson.
There you go.
Got it. Right. Okay. Thank you. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Doug Steffen here on the farm. Jennifer Horn in Los Angeles, where it's cold. The snow continues. This is up in. We seem to be focusing a lot on the Northwest. The Pacific Northwest have another. A big storm to deal with, blizzard conditions, expected from there across to the Great Plains. The Northeast will have another snowstorm, it seems, this weekend. We're going to have 55 degrees tomorrow, so that'll be the end of the snow, just in time to clean it out so we can have some more. So, hooray, hooray. Speaking of hooray, excuse me.
Like a dry winter last winter?
Yeah, it was last winter. Yeah, it wasn't much, we didn't have much snow last winter. I apologize a little bit for the way I sound. I have, as near as I can tell, I had food poisoning, but I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. My temperature shot up last night to like 103, and then I took all kinds of stuff.
You got the flu. That's not flu.
I wrapped myself. Well, but my stomach feels like it wants to chuck. This isn't sweet. This is a sweet conversation.
But that's the stomach flu. Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe. Whatever it is. That's, I've had it. If it is that, I've had it twice in the past month, and I never get sick. So I'm wondering how much of this all the doctors, Dr. Jack, Dr.
Super
Ken,
bugs.
On our Good Day Health programs have been talking about how strong these bugs are.
Yeah.
And they really, really are strong.
I feel like everybody is sick right now. I don't know. I mean, yeah. It just seems like it's going through.
I'm never sick.
Respiratory stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But gosh.
Yeah. A lot of bugs. Thanks to the Chinese government. Thanks a lot, fellas. Michigan won the collegiate football playoff national championship last night, dropping number 2 Washington, the Huskies. Score was 34-13. Did you watch any of that? Or your father probably did.
My dad did. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I was rooting loosely for Michigan, so congratulations, team.
Right. Yeah. They pounded the Wolverines, pounded the Huskies in the first and fourth quarters, apparently. So this is a...
The first and fourth quarters. The rest of the game,
Yeah, right, yeah. The victory brought a sort of sense of vindication for Jim Harbaugh, who was in the quarterback position of Michigan for 3 seasons as a player back in the 80s.
He and his brother, they've been really, what is it, Jim, and who's the other one?
I don't know. I don't follow. I just
Harbaugh
saw that,
too.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Tiger Woods and Nike have gone their separate ways, which I find kind of interesting, actually, because they've been so tightly connected for such a long time. There was a lot of, hand-wringing, what are we going to do? It's costing us a lot of money. We're not getting the returns. So he said goodbye to Nike yesterday. Months of speculation made it official that the partnership... This is 27 years that he's been the major spokesperson for Nike.
Well, and that's
I thought the basketball guys
the
were
same.
The,
no, because he isn't playing as much. You know, he's recovering from injuries and such, so
right.
Maybe he's just not as valuable to them.
Yeah, I don't think he is. Anyway, so he's gone. The way of the wind. All right, so those are our 2 sports stories for... the next week or 10 days. <Let's> see what
no,
happens.
Because now you've got playoff football.
Football playoffs, I know it, yeah.
Yep.
Can you believe the ratings?
Watch.
And that, well, the ratings that football is getting, the college football teams and the pros, they're getting like 3 times the average number of viewers every time there's a football game on. The average successful
watch.
Show, the average successful TV show gets... A nightly show, a network show, gets 6-7 million viewers, 8 million. That's considered a success. That's what the SVU shows get. That's what Law and Order, all the FBI shows, they're all in that vicinity. So the football last week, Monday Night Football last week, was like 17 million people were watching the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, it's amazing. All right, Ukraine says it did not... It failed, wasn't able to shoot down a bunch of Russian missiles. So there were,
They need more money?
Yeah, of course. Right. They shot down 18 of 51 Russian missiles fired overnight at targets all across Ukraine. The 33 missiles may have done severe damage, depends on where they hit, I guess. 4 people were killed. The Ukrainian military described this as a massive attack.
We just need
someone
to go in there and say, enough is enough with this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is now
go shoot
endless.
Putin. Yeah.
People are dying. Nobody's winning.
Well, I mean, let's look at the Israeli situation.
They're making progress. I mean, they've gone through and they're getting rid of the tunnels. They're taking out leaders on the opposition. I mean, there's actually stuff that's happening in that war. It's not just 2 years of no real movement that we don't even see depicted on our news media, which I think is really strange. And I've always thought that's really strange about this war, is that there's just not the coverage there that there is of other conflicts. And even like there is in Israel. I mean, Israel's happy to get that footage out because they want you to see what's really going on over there, or what they, even if it's through their lens.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. There's plenty of that for sure. I was interested to see the varying degrees of silliness from the various silly presidential candidates. Mike Pence is kind of out of it, though, now, right?
Pence has dropped out, yeah.
Yeah. So he was talking yesterday about the January 6th situation. I don't know what else to use. What other word do we use besides that situation? There's a conspiracy story floating around the FBI started the January 6th attack.
A lot of people think that's true.
Really?
A lot of people think that there was a lot of coordination. And because, you know, Nancy Pelosi is in charge, or at the time was, now it's Mike Johnson, of the security of the Capitol. And the Trump administration had asked her to bring out the National Guard, and she declined. And they never gave the order to the Sergeant of Arms to bring in extra Capitol Police, all of these things. And she didn't want to do any of it. And so then people think that the FBI were in the crowd agitating and getting people to go inside. And
what do they gain from that?
Well, no Trump.
Oh. Okay. And
vilify a bunch of conservatives, try to shut down the conservative movement, I guess.
No. That's not likely to happen. It seems kind of silly. Nikki Haley.
I think 5 years ago I would have said that doesn't seem likely, but now we know anything is possible, and that the government does way more than it ever should in anything.
Yep,
don't let anything
that's for sure.
happen.
Yeah. Nikki Haley is number one big time in New Hampshire, like double digits over Trump. And,
no, she's not.
Yeah, she is. The polls of the Boston Papers today. Yeah, she is.
I think you got to read the headline, because I just went to Real Clear Politics yesterday.
Yeah.
And Trump's ahead, I think, 40-20 over Nikki Haley.
I thought it was the other way around. You sure it's not like 37? To 20.
They like you to believe it, though, because they're trying to push her as like this, that she's doing so well against Trump, but Trump is still winning in every poll. So let's go Real Clear Politics average, and we'll look at New Hampshire.
But why? I guess that's my question.
Why what?
Why is Trump the leader here under the circumstances? It just boggled my mind that the Republicans can't come up. When Nikki Haley's ads are all about Joe Biden being old and term limits, and that there should be a mental test for people in the Senate and the House after they get to be 75, which, you know, is sort of a chuckle, but yeah, I think that's probably not a bad idea. Probably ought to be a mental test for radio people that are over 75, too.
You ready?
Yes.
So the latest UMass poll, Trump at 52, Haley at 22, Christie at 6, DeSantis at 10. Interesting, they put Christie above DeSantis. That was from UMass Lowell. The St. Anselm poll, Trump 44, Haley 30. The CBS poll, Trump 44, Haley 29. The Trafalgar poll, Trump 45, Haley 18. These are all just New Hampshire, by the way. Trump 46, Haley 18, Washington Post, Monmouth. CNN, Trump 42, Haley 20. It's funny the way that the news media is portraying the fact that Trump isn't by far out and ahead of these people.
No,
so as the
like
average,
them.
Because Real Clear Politics does a good job of just taking all the polls and giving you an average. The Real Clear Politics average today is Trump 47.68, Nikki Haley 25.54, Christie 10.81, DeSantis 9.79.
All right. I am very interested in looking at some of the stock prices as the market gets better. Closed up yesterday, all of the averages were up a couple of points, as a matter of fact.
Do you
one of the things
to do with the election year?
Yeah, usually. Advertising is stronger. Yeah, everybody's getting all worked up about this.
Or just even manipulation. You never know. Again, you can't trust anything, right?
No, that's too bad. Yeah, it is. JetBlue has announced they have a new CEO, but it's interesting the way they've announced it. The fellow who's running it now is stepping down next month, and they're going to bring in the first woman, so they say, to lead a major U.S. airline. I would say they ought to look at the history of Southwest, and they would see that after Herb Callahan, or Callaher, who was the founder of Southwest, left, there was a lady who ran, and I'm not sure whether she still runs it or not, there was a lady who ran Southwest for quite a long time. So this is the kind of stuff. Again, you could probably go through any number of stories and find the journalism terrible.
Then you find the twist, right?
Yeah, like, right, exactly. The first, she's not the first CEO at all. So anyway.
I do like JetBlue, though. I don't know how good they are lately, but I used to like them quite a bit.
Yeah, when they were first, they got too big too fast. Mm. They suck. And they want to buy Spirit, which is the worst airline in the world, and they want to add that those routes. So they already are on those routes. So it's that's kind of a weird reality. The IRS has announced that the end of the month, start of the tax season, January 29th, the official start date of the tax season, 128 million tax returns will be filed by April 15th. Got to have your money in. The announcement coming as the agency undergoes a massive overhaul because it is ineffective, inefficient, inappropriate. So the Democrats and the Republicans have agreed on this, I guess, the Inflation Reduction Act. This goes back a year or so. So it'll be interesting to see. Everybody cheers. Yay! That's it, right?
The eyes were ineffective in IRS.
All right, exactly. Reduce them to nothing. All right, is it 48 after here on Good Day?
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft,
Go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, 53 after the hour, now it's Food, Farm, and Family time here on the Good Day program. Here's a recall. Milkfish. I don't even know what that is. It was imported into Pomona, California by the Panama Premium Marinated Company. Baby, it's a small little fish, botulism. This is another one of these things where packaging is the problem. There are no instructions to keep it frozen on the package, and yet you have to keep it frozen. And so it thawed out in the refrigerators, and people cooked it, and they didn't cook it enough, so they have been very sick. Maybe I got some of this because I had fish on Sunday. California, Hawaii, Washington, Illinois, Nevada, and Texas. So all of these marinated milk fishes, is that the plural of fish? Fishes? Yeah, I think it is. Milk fish. They all should be returned to the store. Botulism is nothing that you want to mess with. So any milk fish that you have, bring it back to the store, get your money back. TGI Fridays announced yesterday they're going to close 36 restaurants across the country. Interesting. They're all over in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, in Massachusetts, let's see here, Danvers, Dedham, Mansfield, North Attleboro, wow, Seekonk, in Maryland, New Hampshire, New Jersey, that's New York State, there's a bunch of them closing there. So what's going on? Is it something that kind of has worn out, the fascination with TGI Fridays? They've been around for a long time. They're still sort of a popular family restaurant, I think, but they're not anything special. It's kind of an old, you know, the decor is old, and there's so many other places around. Chipotle, man. Every time I turn around, there's a new Chipotle store opening up here, there, and everywhere. And so maybe there's other choices, and so TGI Fridays is feeling the pinch, if you will.
Here's the story of a man in Florida suing Dunkin' Donuts over severe. He said, I have long-term injuries because of an exploding toilet in the Dunkin' store. He wants $50,000. Lawsuit filed against Dunkin'. This incident involved a toilet at one of the locations in down in Florida. So he says he sustained severe and long-term injuries after the toilet exploded. How does a toilet explode, please? How does that happen? Like, did it break in 100 pieces? Somebody flushing it goes the wrong way? He said he was covered with debris and human feces. Oof, yakabunga. Urine. Dunkin' informed him that they were aware of the problem after some other incidents. Man, they look. If that's the case, they're gonna get hung out to dry. If they knew there was a problem there and they didn't fix it, yeah. Write the check. See you later. Oy. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not a coffee person anyway. But once in a while, there is a good donut to be had there. But other than that, unga bunga. All right, let's see here. The new center of the eco chic world is Milan, Italy. There's a company that took a risk, invested in a way to turn food waste into 3D printing materials, which they then use to print tabletop furniture. Wow. This is an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? They used AI and the 3D printer, made table lamps, incense holders, magazine racks, keyboards, clocks, bookends, all with lemons and oranges from coffee grounds that came from Milan. They're expensive, but the company says they're popular within their price point, and every kilogram of printing material that they produce is 1 kilogram of saved waste that doesn't go into a landfill, which makes a whole lot of sense. This is a little company. Somebody will come buy them out, give the guy who figured it out a lot of money. They have a patent on their printing goo. That's what they call it. It's also called Recryl. So something that is used. This is perfect, right? Italian food and drinks being made. This would be something that comes over to this country. Somebody will bring it over here and do a bang-up job with it, frankly. You can also create compost with the furniture if you want to. If you have a problem dog who loves to gnaw at the chair legs, they won't be poisoned from doing it these chair legs. So that's interesting, right? A tabletop furniture design. 3D printers using waste food and drinks. Good idea. All right, 59 after the hour, you're listening to the Good Day program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.